Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're talking this week about deciding what not to focus on. Have you ever been to one of those multi-day seminars, or maybe it was a meeting that you attended with a group of coworkers, and at this meeting, there's a lot of great ideas that are being thrown out and going back and forth, and you start to take these in, and after a while, you almost feel like, oh my God, I'm missing out. I'm not doing these things. I need to start doing all these things. And so you start writing down all these great ideas. And at the end of the conference, you leave there with a notebook full of great information and all kinds of ideas. And if we're being honest, sometimes it's overwhelming because you're thinking to yourself, how can I do this? And I remember going to a meeting like this and coming away with, God, probably a dozen different ideas. And all I wanted to do was implement all these ideas, and I had great intentions. I was going to do it. And what happened was I went back to work, I got really busy, and regular life just took over. And that's what happens so often. And those great ideas, well, those great ideas stayed on the pages in that notebook, and nothing ever changed. And when I look at what happened, I mean, if I'm being truthful with myself, I got overwhelmed with the idea of making all those changes. And whether it was a conscious decision or more, even more likely a subconscious decision, rather than what, just starting with a few of those ideas or one or two, I didn't do anything. But if I just focused on those two or three or however many short, you know, a short list of impactful ideas, rather than trying to do 12, it would have been manageable. In the end, it's just not realistic to think that you can take on more than a handful of things at one time. If you're trying to do more than six things at once, you're probably not going to be successful doing it. If you come away from one of these conferences and you're getting all these ideas and you're trying to implement more than three or four things from that situation, you're probably not going to be successful. So the point I'm trying to make here is be realistic about what you can take on. And implement only those ideas. And start slowly with two or three. And if you're successful there, then you can always do more. But start with just a couple so that it's manageable. If you know of anybody who can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher, or they can pull on the show. And if you haven't yet subscribed yourself, if you would go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're gonna talk about prioritizing where your focus should be. But for today, I just want you to be realistic about what you take on. You're not going to be successful in trying to take on more than probably three or four new things at one time. And when you look at the master list of things that you're really focused on, I would max that out at about six. Once you get more than that, it becomes too overwhelming, and it's just too difficult to do everything at once.